Hi, it's Sue Bolton here, back online. We've got a special guest on the program, Danny Miller, who's an organiser with the Australian Manufacturing Workers Union, to talk about a dispute which has been going on since mid-January in Shepparton at the Visy plant, where Visy has been offering workers a totally substandard wage offer as part of their enterprise bargaining negotiations. So welcome, Danny, to talk about the dispute and what workers have been doing to force the issue and campaign.
Sue, thanks for having me on this morning.
Oh, great. Thanks, Danny. Maybe the first question, if you could tell people in Melbourne a bit about the background leading to the dispute, because a lot of our media in Melbourne is so Melbourne-centric that a lot of people don't know what's happening in regional cities, and you've been carrying out a lot of actions, but a lot of people in Melbourne are not really aware of what's happening. So if you could explain what's going on, what caused the dispute.
We've been trying to negotiate an enterprise agreement since its normal expiry date mid last year. We've had some 14 or so meetings with the company during the period up to date. We weren't very very strong on what we wanted to get, but what we wanted to get was based on, you know, some general improvements, and certainly wages was a key aspect to that. Sort of thing. And the company have just keep coming back to us with wages that are well below even, or just barely above even, CPI for this year for a 3-year deal. So basically the company's offered us at the start, it was 8% for 3 years. They've now just slightly amended it to 8.75%. They're removing back pay because of industrial action and all the rest of it. What the members are really seeking is, you know, they're not seeking a increase to keep up or equivalent to CPI, but they want to get as close as they possibly can. And they just want some minor improvements, just some allowance increases and all the rest of it. So we don't think that we're being too extravagant with what we're asking for. This is also the third richest Australian, Anthony Pratt, and a company that has, you know, been extremely busy during the whole pandemic situation by supplying cans to companies like SPCs, Campbell Soup, Simplots, Heinz, et cetera, et cetera.
And can you tell us a bit more in specific kind of detail about some of the kind of demands that the workers are kind of demanding in terms of the kind of ongoing kind of dispute?
As I alluded to, we want to get a decent wage increase. The company, this is a group of workers that have probably taken a few hits over the years to help the company out, to keep its profitability, sustainability, all the rest of it. And the company's always promised them every bargaining round, look, the company's in a bit of a tight spot. You know, can you just take sort of this wages offer and we'll fix you up? And that's probably happened in the last 3 year case. And I think the workers have now worked out that they've been lied to the whole way through and come to us to the point where they're just saying, well, we need to do better. And, you know, Visy can do better, because of, you know, the increased workload over the last 3 years. Anthony Pratt's own personal wealth has literally doubled in that period, to take him to, you know, the third richest person in Australia. And just using this patenting bargaining that the company uses across all its Visy workplaces, where it says, well, we're just going to come with a wages outcome. And, you know, workers just have to do it. And if they don't, you know, we'll threaten with lockouts and withdraw any, you know, back pay, et cetera, et cetera.
It's actually really scandalous that Visy isn't coughing up, because really 8% over 3 years, that's 2% a year, or 2.5% a year, or something like that. So that is way below inflation, and workers deserve to get compensated for, inflation, cost of living.
Absolutely. And hence why there's been, I think up to yesterday, there was the 15th day of industrial action that's occurred across the site in the last few weeks. For that exact reason, we're doing rolling stoppages literally every sort of, you know, 3 days in every week, which is coming at a heavy cost and burden to our members to try and sustain their own households, especially in this high cost economy. They're doing it hard, extremely hard. You know, with the unions trying to do what they can, and the members are sort of jumping on board now to help out, but, you know, they're still doing it hard. You know?
And what can you, I guess, tell us about some of the actions, I guess, that are being taken by both the union and the workers so far?
So, literally 3 days in every week for the last month, the members have been withdrawing their labour for 3 straight days. With the company just notified yesterday that there'll be further action taken next week. And, you know, who knows what happens in the week after. But the members' resolve is, you know, it's very strong. They're working on a principle of one day longer, one day stronger. And that certainly they're showing that in their actions. We've done a number of activities during the dispute, including standing in front of Izzy head offices and their other canning plants around the state. And that'll continue to go on until we can get a decent deal on the table.
So what sort of work do the workers do? So you mentioned canneries. So basically the workers or the members make labels for cans for particular companies, is that right?
No, they actually make the can themselves.
Okay.
Okay. For things like, you know, Campbell Soup's cans, SPC cans, so the tinned fruit, dairy cans as in baby formulas.
Mm.
So they do make the actual can themselves. It's a very unique business.
Yeah, great. And I noticed that one of the actions you, the workers came down and to the Visi plant in Coburg, that they're going to be starting EBA negotiations soon as well. So, yeah, can you tell us a little bit about that and the fact that the workers sort of coming together like that was an opportunity for solidarity?
It was. It was requested by the Coburg plant that we come down and give them a visit. They wanted to have a talk to us because, obviously, as you alluded to, they're heading towards their negotiations in the not-too-distant future. So they obviously expressed their concerns to us about, you know, probably being tabled the same wages offer, given that Izzy do their patent bargaining on the wages increases across the whole of their businesses, that they were not going to be receptive to the company in regards to them being offered 8.75% over 3 years.
And is it true, I thought I read somewhere, but I might be mistaken, that the Shepparton plant has a lower pay rate than some of the other Visi plants, is that right, or... Not right.
Yes, that is correct. That is correct. Other enterprise agreements where the AMW are directly involved, that the Shepparton site is lagging behind in the wage increases, which is somewhat the element of disrespect that the workers at Shepparton feel that they're getting from Visi. We put that to Visi about how we can equalise that. They've basically just thrown it up that, you know, it is what it is. Right? They feel that maybe the cost of living is cheaper in regional areas, which I would argue against.
That's a laugh.
Yes, which I would always argue against. Yeah. Because, you know, our house prices might be a little bit different. We pay more in general other items, like everyday items, food, et cetera, et cetera, because of transport costs, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, the cost of living is sometimes higher in regional areas.
Yes.
Yeah, that's outrageous. Yeah. And are there plans to be for more actions in Melbourne at all that we can people down here can support?
We're going to have a conversation with the AMW State Secretary Tony Mavromatis today to work out. There is activities planned for next week, but at this stage I haven't finalised with him about the locality of those.
Great.
But we will put it up on our social media pages.
Yeah.
If people want to watch those, and they want to attend, everyone's obviously welcome to attend.
Yeah.
To show their support for the workers. And it'd be greatly appreciated if people did.
And I think actually if you have a victory of, you know, getting a wage increase that's comparable with inflation and CPI, that's a victory not just for the Visi workers in Shepparton, but for everyone, because I think we really need proper wage increases in this country. We just talked this morning about a report that came out which shows that, you know, in the December quarter, wages have dropped, real wages have dropped by 4.5%. So it's like the success of your dispute is really, really important for everybody. So we'll definitely follow this. Can you tell us how else people can support the strike with the strike fund, and also if there's a picket line that people can visit outside Visy?
Generally, there's a picket line, depending, obviously, any road trips down to Melbourne or something like that. There's usually a picket line, Lizzie, on every other day that we're doing the protected action. As I alluded to before, at the moment, members are only doing 3 days a week, and that's really just because of financials. They can't sustain five at this stage, but if we can get enough, you know, community support behind us and some donations, the members have certainly talked about taking it to the next level. So if we can get that, then, you know, the members will take the bull by the horns.
Now, that sounds great. Can you tell us where people can donate to the strike fund? I imagine that's on the AMW Facebook page.
It is. On the AMW Victoria web pages, there's links in there and social media articles about the dispute. In there, there's also information in regards to anyone that wants to help support these workers to win this fight, because it's really important that we do win this fight. As you've alluded to, this will set a big precedent across the country, let alone, you know, amongst all other Visy sites.
That sounds great. And are you getting good support from workers in other unions and other factories in Visy? In Shepparton?
In the township itself.
Yeah.
For the workers.
Yeah.
Again, it's an area that's, you know, probably, you know, financially strapped a little bit because of the way it's been treated and neglected over the years from bosses and governments. So the workers, the people, the community are sort of rallying around behind. There's a lot of support, but it just hasn't converted, unfortunately, into donations at this stage.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're just running a bit out of time. I think it's been very great having this interview, Danny. But do you have, I guess, any sort of last sort of final points you want to make? And unfortunately, because we're running a bit out of time on our program, it has to be kind of brief final comments. So, yeah.
The workers are firmly entrenched. They'll fight this out to the death. Just need that support behind. Yeah? People get on board and help. That'd be greatly appreciated. It'll help the workers to deliver justice.
Thanks heaps, Danny, and really we wish every success and victory, and keep us in touch with what's going on.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
Thanks.
Have fun.
All right, well, just I'm speaking to Danny Miller from the AMWU about the ongoing kind of dispute with Visy, which is a privately owned packaging and recycling company, and this is based around their work site in Shepparton.